Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go and Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The US stock market has plummeted in the wake of Donald Trump's tariff announcement, with shares in brands like Nike, Amazon and Apple all down. Britain's facing a 10% tax on all of its exports into America, but has fared better than the EU, which will get 20%. Former chief trade negotiator Crawford Falconer says an agreement between the US and the UK could be problematic.
It's going to be difficult to know whether you have enough time to get what I would call a comprehensive deal, which would make a lot of sense for the UK. I think that's the most valuable thing to do, and I'd like to believe that the Trump administration was up for that. But the tenor of the remarks last night was very hostile.
Prince Harry says he's relieved the regulators opened a case into a charity he founded, hitting out at blatant lies. The Duke of Sussex quit as patron of Centre Barley last week. Its chair has accused him of harassment and bullying. New legislation, which will force all big event venues to prepare for a possible terror attack, has become law. It's named after Martin Hett, who was killed in the Manchester Arena attack in 2017. The head of the Unite Union says a government should intervene in the Birmingham bin strikes. Workers were in a dispute over pay, leaving rubbish piled on the streets for weeks. Sharon Graham wants the Deputy Prime Minister to step in. And the Transport Secretary has approved a major expansion plan for Luton Airport. It means passenger numbers could almost double by the mid-2040s. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello again. How's your night? Bill Overton now on Classic FM, working our way towards a weekend that could be warmer than the Algarve, we're being warned. Fireworks to celebrate.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
From Brahms, A German Requiem, How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place. We heard the Monteverdi Choir and the Orchestra Révolutionnaire et Romantique. Before it, La Réjouissance from Handel's music from the Royal Fireworks on trumpet, Alison Balsam with her Balsam Ensemble. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM early Friday morning. Weather-wise, showers southwest and for Northern Ireland, lows of 2, highs of unbelievably 23 later, some parts of the country in the south. Warm sunshine being forecast all over, breezy if you're in the southwest. Sounds like the start of a great weekend, and by the looks of things, lasting into some of next week as well. Never mind, Jill, then. You're recovering, you say, from a pesky cough, the tail end of a cold. Hopefully the improving weather is going to help you along nicely. Jane's been in the garden as well. Hope you're Thursday went well. Some dates in the diary for April 4th, National Walk to Work Day, as it happens. Burns calories, clears the mind, gets the heart pumping. In the UK, 11% of us walk to work regularly, more than bus or train. A whopping 68% drive to and from work. Tell a Lie Day. Different kind of whopper, sometimes kinder than telling the truth, isn't it? And it's International Carrot Day if you need help seeing in the dark, possibly to murky this time of night to spot Venus right now, but we have Holst instead. I think a lot of music shines a little brighter this time of night, but that one especially, Venus from Hulse the Planets, the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain, playing for you on Classic FM. Bill Overton here for company. Looking at April 4th, the late greats include Gaspar Sands, the classical guitarist, screen composer Elmer Bernstein, also blues giant Muddy Waters, born this date, and Monty Norman, who wrote the James Bond theme. Him and John Barry disagreed over it. Cordon Bleu Day, if you exceed in the kitchen. It's also Vitamin C Day, which is good for us inside and out. A Gentle Waltz, very good for us too, this by Chopin.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
listening to Classic FM. Hope the music is perfectly matching your mood, whatever you're doing right now. First, it was Chopin, a very sedately waltz in C sharp, performed by Vladimir Ashkenazi. And picking up the pace a little there, Chevalier de Saint-Georges, the Violin Concerto No. 9. We heard the opening movement performed by Renaud Capuçon and the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra. Bill Overton here for company. One more for April the 4th. It's World Rap Day. Apologies if you're in Birmingham. Incredibly intelligent, partial to a bit of Mozart. Search classicfm.com if you don't believe me. Clint Eastwood and Jamie Lee Curtis, known to keep them as pets. Rupert Grint adopted the two rats that played Scabbers in the Harry Potter films. Around since the dinosaurs, rats, they soar off the Jurassic era. next time you see Jurassic Park being repeated on the TV. See what your pet rat thinks. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, John Williams conducting his theme for Jurassic Park himself. Music by Saint-Saëns next on Classic FM. Man known for his sense of humour, but in 1866 he was writing his first symphony for something like 30 years. Taking a break, he wrote something else that grabbed his imagination. So worried was he that the organ symphony wouldn't be taken seriously, he banned the publication of Carnival of the Animals until after his death. Only the swan was allowed to be played in public. As it is a Friday, I'm going to go for the fish course after this.
Classic FM.
Bring your pensions together with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Amazing deals now on at Currys, like £60 off the HP Smart Tank 5106 printer. Now 149. Hold on, that's got to be some sort of printing error. 149. For cost-efficient, high-quality printing and scanning, and a best-in-class printing app, and with free ink. Wow. In-store and online at Currys. Are you sure that's not a printing error? Was £209.99 from the 10th to the 25th of the 3rd. Offer ends 30th of the 4th, 2025.
This Easter at Lidl, treat yourself to our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved deluxe triple chocolate or classic hot cross buns. And we've got prices to butter you up. Get a pack of four for just £1.09. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
GB only, subject to availability.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The oboe goes straight to the heart, doesn't it? The second movement from Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in D minor. We heard Chris Hooker there with the City of London Sinfonia. Before it, the Aquarium from Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. Antonio Papano, Marta Argerich, along with the soloists of the Orchestra of the Academy of Santa Cecilia. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Our star in the spotlight this week has been, is still, Katia Bunatishvili, the Georgian pianist who's been back at the Barbican this week. She is part of a 24-25 residency there. One more date to come in June. She played in December, and then just this week an evening of duets, piano duets with her sister. Anyway, Margarita Taylor has one more recording of hers to play you after six this evening on Classic FM. I have some news to catch up with in a little while, but time before that for this Zuppa's Poet and Peasant Overture.
Cannabis and Martin in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner. Zuppa's Poet and Peasant Overture, we just heard. It's Classic FM, our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for this early Friday morning. On the way, highest entry by Sibelius included, after the news.
Classic FM.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Amazing deals now on at Currys, like £60 off the HP Smart Tank 5106 printer. Now 149. Hold on, that's got to be some sort of printing error. 149. For cost-efficient, high-quality printing and scanning, and a best-in-class printing app, and with free ink. Wow. In-store and online at Currys. Are you sure that's not a printing error? Was £209.99 from the 10th to the 25th of the 3rd. Offer ends 30th of the 4th, 2025.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The UK's braced for more market chaos today as the government considers its response to Donald Trump's tariffs. Ministers say they're keeping all options open, including the possibility of our own tariffs on a range of American goods. Former Lib Dem leader Sir Vince Cable's told us he can't see any US logic in the tariffs.
Even if we think that the United States has in some context had difficult trade relations with other countries, China's the obvious one, this is not primarily directed at China, it's primarily directed at America's own allies. It's going to inflict great damage on the United States for, you know, very questionable gain.
The local government minister's demanding Birmingham's bin strike be brought to an end. Jim McMahon's met council bosses in the city where tons of rubbish has piled up on the streets. Refuse workers have been on all-out strike for weeks in a row over pay. The minister says all parties must redouble efforts to resolve the dispute. South Korea's constitutional court will rule whether or not to dismiss or reinstate its impeached president later.